Well, good morning. This is Jeremy Deeds of Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helmsley in North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday, the 9th of January 2012. Well, it was the first week of trading 2012 last week. Traders in the main were back at their desks and becoming aware after the break that not much has really changed in the past 3 weeks. But what we are seeing, I think, now is a divergence between the US and Europe, and that's beginning to become quite pronounced. Generally, last week news from the US is better than expected and from Europe worse than expected. So a quick world tour highlights of what happened last week. US, some very welcome news on jobs with a strong employment report. Payroll jobs in the US are up by 200,000 in December. The unemployment rate fell modestly to 8.5 from 8.7%. So US recovery is still slow, but I think gaining traction and helped by a strengthening manufacturing sector. In Europe, conversely, manufacturing surveys continue to indicate contraction. Unemployment is rising, except in Germany, of course, rising back to a 17-year high. Consumer and business confidence indicators posted further falls, and retail sales are still falling. On the financial side in Europe, the ECB's low interest rate lending program to European banks has led to a bit of calm over the last 3 or 4 weeks in bond markets. But wasn't helped last week by the suspension of trading in shares in Italy's biggest bank on fears it will be unable to raise capital to keep the regulators happy. Also, French and Italian borrowing costs increased in bond auctions during the week last week. Over to the Far East, that really is now starting to feel the effects of a weakening euro. The euro is now at an 11-year low against yen, and really starting to hurt exporters over there. There are further signs that China is now looking to stimulate rather than cool down its economy. They made some concessions on tax on oil producers last week, and there are indications that there could be another cut in banks' reserve requirements this week coming up. In the bond markets, US Treasury yields were up as investors revised down their risk views on the US economy. Oil rose modestly, and that was partly on geopolitical concerns over events in the Straits of Hormuz, and further signs of a recovery in the US economy. And gold also seems to be starting to trend back up a bit. So what happened in the markets last week? Generally positive. Japan was more or less unchanged. Far East up about 1%, Europe up about 1%, UK up 2%, and the US up 2%. What's the bottom line? Investors are still seeking protection from the euro crisis, no doubt about that. But seeing the US and US equities as a possibly more attractive option now to US treasuries, hence the increase in bond yields, US and the Far East will certainly be the engines of growth in 2012, although engines of growth may be putting it a bit strongly. But Euroland is likely to end up in recession. And so my usual mantra that in these very difficult times, very important to have a multi-asset class portfolio invested against the macroeconomic risks. The goal has to be return of capital these days, not return on capital, capital preservation. This week, market moving events. Both the ECB and the BOE have their regular monthly meetings, although no changes are expected in interest rate policies from either. This week we will see significant amounts of data coming out of Europe, China, and in the US. The US particularly, a lot of data on consumer sentiment, consumer activity, etc. So that'll be worth looking at. Here at PFL, workload being to pick up after the break. I have to be in Harrogate twice this week, have a couple of client meetings, and we're going to start work on client portfolios in the run-up to the end of the tax year, of course. That's it from me. Just please do remember that nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice. Planning for Life cannot be held responsible for the outcome of any action taken based on this commentary. If advice has not been sought beforehand, please contact your professional advisors before taking any action. Planning for Life is authorised and regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Our number is 448184. That's it from me for this week. Have a great week, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week.